M81 recording length 16 minutes and 57 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 81 Spiral Galaxy M81, NGC 3031, Type SB, Inersa Major Bodes Galaxy M81.jpg, Right Ascension 09, 55.6, H:M, Declination plus 69, 04, Deg:M, Distance 12,000, Cli, Visual Brightness 6.9, Mag, Apparent Dimension 21x10, Arc Min, Discovered by Johann Elert Bode in 1774, Messier 81, Million 81, NGC 3031. Inersa Major is one of the most conspicuous galaxies in the sky, and one of the nearest beyond the local group. It is a conspicuous spiral galaxy. M81 is one of the easiest and most rewarding galaxies to observe for the amateur astronomer on the northern hemisphere, because with its total visual brightness of about 6.8 magnitudes it can be found with small instruments. Brian Squiff of Lowell Observatory reports that he could see M81 with the unaided naked eye under exceptionally good viewing conditions, i.e., clear dark skies, and is at least the fourth observer who reported to have done so. Dan Gerhards reports that at the Oregon Star Party of 2006, another two observers have managed to spot it, and knows of a third amateur who claims to have seen it, bringing the total to at least seven observers. The pronounced Grand Design Spiral Galaxy M81 forms a most conspicuous physical pair with its neighbor, M82, and is the brightest and probably dominant galaxy of a nearby group called M81 Group. A few tens of million years ago, which is semi-recently on the cosmic timescale, a close encounter occurred between the galaxies M81 and M82 during this event. Larger and more massive M81 has dramatically deformed M82 by gravitational interaction. The encounter has also left traces in the spiral pattern of the brighter and larger galaxy M81, first making it overall more pronounced, and second in the form of the dark linear feature in the lower left of the nuclear region. The galaxies are still close together, their centers separated by a linear distance of only about 150,000 light-years. M81 is the first of the four objects originally discovered by Johann Elert Bode, who found it, together with its neighbor M82. On December 31, 1774, Bode described it as a nebulous patch, about 0.75 deg away from M82, which appears mostly round and has a dense nucleus in the middle, and included it as number 17 in his list. Pierre Mekane independently rediscovered both galaxies as nebulous patches in August 1779 and reported them to Charles Messier, who added them to his catalogue after his position measurement on February 9, 1781. Using the Hubble Space Telescope, a team under Wendy Friedman of the Carnegie Institution of Washington has investigated 32 Cepheid variables in M81 and determined the distance to be 11.0 million light-years. In 1993, well before the HST was refurbished, together with the new distance scale correction implied by the results of ESA's Hipparcos satellite, the true distance of M81 is probably closer to 12.0 million light-years. See the H0 Key Project team's work on M81, Paper 1 and 2, 1994. On Sunday, March 28, 1993, a Type II supernova, 1993 J, occurred in M81, which was discovered by the Spanish amateur astronomer Francisco García Díaz from Lugo, Spain, and reached a brightness of about Mach 10.5 in its maximum. The remnant of this supernova was imaged in the radio light at 3.6 cm wavelength from roughly 6 to 18 months after the explosion, with a global Very Long Baseline Interferometer, VLBI, array of radio telescopes in Europe and North America. Investigations performed in 1994 have indicated that M81 has probably only little dark matter, as its rotation curve was found to fall off in the outer regions. This is in contrast to many galaxies, including our own Milky Way, for which the rotation curve increases outward. To explain the velocity of the stars in these regions, the galaxy must have a certain amount of mass. However, the total mass observed in luminous matter, stars and nebulae, is typically insufficient to explain this behavior. Thus it is assumed that there is a significant portion of mass in galaxies is non-luminous, dark matter, or at least low luminosity matter. For M81, The percentage of dark matter is now estimated to be lower than average. In 1995, Perlmutter and Racine investigated the region around M81 for globular clusters, and found about 70 candidate objects for the globular cluster system of M81. Perlmutter and Racine, 1995. They estimate the total population at 210+/30 globulars. In December 1990, the Astro 1 space shuttle mission, STS-35, transported telescopes into the Earth's orbit, including the IOTA, Ultraviolet Imaging Telescope, which obtained images of M81. In the ultraviolet light, these were compared with the visible light image, and combined to an interesting and informative overlay, an animation 433 kmpg, showing a morphing from the UV to visual image of M81 is available. Previously, M81's UV radiation had been investigated by the Soviet Astron Orbital Observatory. Bill Keel has assembled a series of images of M81 in the different parts of the electromagnetic spectrum from the radio part to the X-rays region. Messier 81 observations and descriptions discovered by Johann Ilert Bode in 1774, independently discovered by Johann Gottfried Koeller 1772-1778. Independently rediscovered by Pierre Mekane in August 1779. Messier, M81, February 9, 1781, 81 9H, 37 meters 51s, 144 D27, 44, plus 70 D07, 24, Mekane, 144 D27, 00, plus 70 D04, 00, a nebula near the ear of the Great Bear Ursa Major, on the parallel of the star D, of 4th or 5th magnitude. Its position was determined from that star. This nebula is a little oval, the center clear, and one can see it well in an ordinary telescope of 3.5 feet Florida. It was discovered by M. Bode at Berlin on December 31, 1774, and by M. Mekane, in the month August 1779. Bode, Bode 17, with M82. Two small nebulae 3/4 degrees separated. On December 31, 1774, I found through the 7-foot telescope, closely above the head of Uma, east near the star D at its ear, two small nebulous patches separated by about 0.75 degrees, the positions of which relative to the neighboring small stars are shown in the 10th figure. The patch Alpha, M81, appears mostly round and has a dense nucleus in the middle. The other, Beta, on the other hand, is very pale and of elongated shape. I could determine the separation of alpha to d as 2 deg 7, 2 rho as 5 deg 2, and a 2 sigma as 4 deg 32, with some accuracy. Beta was too faint and disappeared from my eyes as soon as I shifted apart the halves of the objective glass. Koeller, Koeller No. 88 with M82, two nebulous stars at the ear of the Great Bear Ursa Major. William Herschel SP2 P659. 1801, November 8, SW1100, EB extremely bright, the bright part confined to a very small place, the nebulosity is of the Milky Kins, VM, ENPSF, very much extended north proceeding, NW, 2 south following, say, 1802, September 30, SW1112, VBL very bright, extremely large. It very nearly fills all the field, it loses itself imperceptibly, M, ENPSF, much extended north proceeding, NW, 2 south following, say, I can trace it nearly a half deg in extent beyond the bright part, 1810, November 26, review, I viewed the nebula with the large 10 feet, it has a bright, resolvable nucleus, certainly consisting either of 3 or 4 stars or something resembling them. It is about 15 or 16 long. The object was already too low to be seen to an advantage. John Herschel, 1833, H649. H649 equals M82, actually M81. Sweep 377, October 28, 1831. Ra 9841 meters 16.9s. NPD 20D7, 49, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, EB, L, E, POS equals 156 deg, GB and then VSMBM, with faint rays of light nearly to extremities of field. 15. The most condensed part is 4L and 3, BR, extremely bright, extremely large, elongated, at position angle 156 deg, gradually brighter and then very suddenly much brighter toward the middle, with faint rays of light nearly to extremities of field. 15. The most condensed part is 4, long and 3, broad. Smythe, CCCLXIX 369, M81 and M82, CCCLXIX 81,000,000 and 82,000,000 Ursae Majoris, R9H 42 meters tens, Dec and 69D 51.8 mean epoch of observation, 1837.19 March 1837. Number 81 is a fine bright oval nebula, of a white color, in the Great Bear's Ear, which was first registered by M. Messier in 1781, and exhibited a mottled nebulosity to W. H. William Herschel. Its major axis lies NP north preceding, NW, 2 SF south following, say, and it certainly is brightest in the middle. There are several minute companion stars, in the field, of which a closed double star in the SP south preceding, SW, quadrant is number 1386 in Struve Hache's Grand Catalogue, and by him marked Vicini. The members are both of ninth magnitude, and trend NP north preceding, NW, 2 less than 7 greater than SF south following, say, about 2, apart, forming a fine though difficult object, with a low power, number 82,000,000 can be brought into the north part PF the same field of view, although they are half a degree apart. It is very long, narrow, and bright, especially at its northern limb, but rather paler than number 81. The line drawn through three stars in the SP south preceding, SW, to a fourth in the NF north following, NO, passes directly through the nebula. The two nebulae precede lambda, in the end of Draco's tail, by 25 deg, but as the vicinity is deficient of large bright stars, they are not readily fished up. The apparent place here taken is that of a small star between the two nebulae, which was differentiated with 29 Ursae Majoris, and every care taken in the reduction. The bright star in the animal's chest, south of 29, viz. Phi, is pronounced to be double, both companions being of the fifth magnitude, and only half a second asunder. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1949. GC 1949 equals H649 equals M81, RA9H 43 meters 48.9s, NPD 20D 16, 10.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, EB, L, E156 deg.0, G, SVNBMBN, 4 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, remarkable, extremely bright, extremely large, extended in position angle 156.0 degrees, gradually, then suddenly very much brighter toward the middle where there is a bright nucleus. GC 1953. GC 1953 equals WH Nova, equals M81, RA9H 44 meters 38.0s, NPD 20D 12, 18.9, 1860.0, VB. CL, B, 5 or 6 Saint, I and V1 observation by W. Herschel, very bright, considerably large, much extended, 5 or 6 stars, involved remark, GC 1953-81, a nebula observed by W.H. is described, but differing most materially in place from M81, it would certainly be very extraordinary should three nebulae so extremely remarkable as M81 and 82 and this be found to lie so near together. Huggins' further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with a mode of determining the brightness of these bodies. Phil. Trends. Roysock. Volume 156. 1866. p. 381-397. Here p. 388. No GC. 1949 649 H 81,000,000 RA9H 43 meters 48s.9, NPD 20D 16, 10, extremely bright, extremely large, gradually, suddenly very much brighter in the middle, spectrum continuous, the red end of the spectrum wanting or very faint, Dreyer, 1877, million Tempel. at the observatory at Arcetri, near Florence, has made a considerable number of drawings of nebulae with the two fine MSE telescopes at his disposal, which it is to be hoped may soon be published. The following nebulae have, for the first time, been carefully drawn at Arcetri, GC, 1949-81, 1950-82, 2318-108, 4315-14, Dreyer, and GC 3031, and GC 3031 equals GC 1949 equals GC 1953 equals H 649, Bode, M 81, Ra 9843m56s, NPD 20D 16.7, 1860.0, Right Ascension and North Polar Distance, Eb, L, E 156 Deg, GSV MBMBN, equals M81 Remarkable, extremely bright, extremely large, extended in position angle 156 degrees, gradually, then suddenly very much brighter toward the middle where there is a bright nucleus. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 3031, RA equals 9:47.3, DEC equals plus 69:32, PUBL, Lichobs, volume VIII, plate 21, M81. This very beautiful spiral is about 16x10, and is too well known to require description. Short exposures show that the nucleus is almost stellar, central part very bright. See ABS F10SN. Content car as if said. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.